When I was growing up, I always assumed I'd be taller. After all, everyone else in my family was of average height. So after I hit 5 feet, I figured I had at least 3 or 4 more inches to go. I was wrong. 3/4 of an inch later, I was as tall as I would ever be. So I became very good at hemming clothes, climbing ladders, and navigating to the front of a big crowd. Being vertically challenged has its drawbacks, but I have usually managed to adapt quite well. But so often, that's how it is with our bodies, isn't it? They're never quite right, or so it seems, because we think they're either too big or too small or too short or too old or something. Consequently, advertisements are full of ways to fix, change, or even surgically alter them. Which means then that we are encouraged to be dissatisfied. And as a result, we often turn a critical eye on ourselves or on those around us. And it can become one more burden that we bear, because it is hard to be less than perfect in a world that seems to demand perfection. Unfortunately, this sort of attitude can carry over into our relationships as well. We expect things to be easy and agreeable because life is often portrayed to be just that way. Thus, we're dismayed when a family member makes an unexpected or unwelcome decision. We're anxious when co-workers disagree. And we're dreadfully unhappy when fellow church members believe something quite different from what we hold to be true. For it would seem that those living under the same roof or working toward the same goal or worshiping the same God would all be of one mind and then create a comfortable place for us to be. But the reality, that's really quite different, because people are amazingly diverse, and they arrive at different opinions and decisions with stunning regularity. In fact, a bigger surprise would be if everyone agreed. However, the fact that we are so different does not mean that we aren't all to live, work, and worship together. And Paul illustrates that fact quite clearly in our reading from 1 Corinthians. In writing to his followers in the city of Corinth, Paul was very concerned about the growing dissension between the believers there. Differences in values and in practices were becoming divisive, and he wanted to emphasize the interdependency of the body of Christ. To do this, Paul used the image of the human body. For everyone can relate to the reality of the varied and quite different parts of the body, still all working together as one. So in writing about the church, he first made it very clear that all members are indeed a part of one body. For through baptism, we all become members of the body of Christ. But since there are so many members, there are also many different functions. And Paul made the point that each one is important. For one part of the body of Christ cannot function correctly if another part is missing, mistreated, or underused. And just as the whole body cannot be an eye, believers can't all be the same. For if it were, where would our creativity and our energy come from? How would we be challenged to grow and to change and to think differently? For as frustrating as it sometimes is, the fact remains that we do need each other. Just as Paul noted that the eyes need the hand or the head needs the feet, we need each other for balance and for vision, for seeing and hearing and tasting the world in all sorts of different ways. So as we come together and we bump up against our differences, we can still unite as the body of Christ in worship, service, and prayer, celebrating those differences and knowing that they can lead us into a new and deeper understanding of our faith as well as the love and hope of God. Because unity does not equate to uniformity. And Paul clearly wrote that that was so and that all must be treated with respect. So, when we consider where we practice our faith in the body of Christ, it is obvious that the Episcopal Church is a widely diverse body, full of many different members who hold many different beliefs. The result, unfortunately, is sometimes strife and controversy, and it remains a difficult time in the Episcopal Church at the national level and in the worldwide Anglican Communion. In reality, however, this need not affect our mission and ministry here at Emmanuel, and it should actually spur us on to work harder at understanding and accepting each other, making room for our differences, and being gentle and kind when we do disagree. Because the last thing we need is more polarization. The last thing we need to do is add to that disagreeable part of our culture that denigrates and marginalizes anyone who is different. And that applies to both sides of the political divide. And we must also remember that just as no one part of the body can go it alone, so no one person can go it alone. And no one, absolutely no one, has the corner of the market on God's truth. So it behooves us to be continually humble and to continually pray for God's guidance as we live into God's call. Therefore, Paul has done us a favor in reminding us once again that each and every member does have something to contribute and has in some way to participate. For each person is an essential part of the body of Christ that is Emmanuel Episcopal Church. Yet we must also remember that like any body, this is not a perfect one. But dissatisfaction can only be remedied by active engagement with each other and in our missions and ministry. And critical eyes are helpful only if they look with love and only if they seek useful change. For the bottom line is that we need each other, and in our need, we have to practice love and respect. So, it's clear then that bodies at times can be frustrating things, flawed in form and sometimes limited in function. But we learn to adapt, and with good humor and God's grace, we learn to live within our limitations. For me, there's so many things I can't even begin to reach, and sometimes going to the grocery store is a challenge. On the other hand, I'm a lot more comfortable on airplanes than all you tall people. And wearing heels does give me a little bit closer to average height. And although it's clear I will never be a basketball star, I can still cheer on those who are and contribute to the other parts of life in any way that I can. So, as we claim our place in the Episcopal Church, and in this particular congregation, it's good to remember our talent and gifts as unique as they are and offer them forward in service and in blessing. And it's important that we make room for all our members and hold each member in dignity and respect. And as we work and argue and worship and pray and laugh and love together, it's essential that we pray for each other and pray for the church, lifting up this body of Christ to God for blessing and for peace. Amen.